Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It was only about a month ago that the Suffolk County Sheriff suggested using an empty building at his jail to deal with the humanitarian crisis of hundreds of people living on the streets of the so-called Mass and Cass area of Boston. Now the plan by Sheriff Steve Tompkins appears to be on the verge of becoming a reality, and soon. He expects an addiction treatment center to be operating in the building in a matter of weeks, along with a makeshift courtroom inside the jail. WBUR's Deborah Becker recently toured the facility with the sheriff and filed this report.
So you see, this doesn't look like your typical what people would think of Alcatraz.
Sheriff Tompkins is in the middle of a room with large windows and metal tables and stools secured to the linoleum floor. The room is inside what's called Building 8. It's a standalone building on the jail campus that was used to house federal immigration detainees. It's now being converted into an addiction treatment facility.
So we have a big breakout room here for programming and the like. We have smaller rooms over here where they can have individual counseling.
Tompkins wants to use this building to house some of the hundreds of people living in tents near his jail in the Mass and Cass area. Several services are offered in the neighborhood for people with mental health and substance use disorders. Tompkins says the tents have proliferated over the past year, so he feels he has to act.
We're looking to help the people that right now are on my doorstep that are engaged in a humanitarian crisis. Okay, when open-air drugs usage is normalized, society's got to do something about that.
Tompkins' plan involves identifying people with outstanding criminal warrants. His office estimates that's about 135 people now living on the nearby streets. They would be processed in a so-called stabilization court set up in a room inside the jail. Judges would remotely oversee the court and determine who might be eligible for treatment in Building 8.
So the courts will send paperwork with them to say, okay, this is a low-level nonviolent offender that has a substance abuse issue or mental health issue. That's the person that will probably go to Building 8.
Okay.
So that's how it'll work. But we're going to get our marching orders from the courts.
Legally, Tompkins' plan is murky. He says people would not be sent to Building 8 under the state law known as Section 35 that allows for involuntary civil commitment to addiction treatment. He says it would be voluntary, but if someone goes to Building 8, they would not be permitted to leave and could stay for up to 90 days, just as Section 35 stipulates. Advocates say the legal mechanism for sending someone to Building 8 is not entirely clear.
No one likes the situation at Mass and Cass, and no one should. But the solution is not this.
Liz Matos is Executive Director of Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts. She says research shows that incarceration and involuntary treatment should not be used for a public health problem.
And nothing about this plan is going to stop it from being a revolving door problem. We already know that Section 35 doesn't work, and involuntary treatment doesn't work. So whether you call it Section 35 or you call it something else, it sounds a lot like involuntary treatment.
Some of those living in the Mass Cass area also question why officials aren't considering using other buildings rather than correctional facilities. Boston Area Drug Users Union member Frosty Frost has been living around the area for 15 years and has made proposals to city officials.
I think what we should look at is vacant buildings. Up in these industrial buildings, to rehab those buildings and the properties. The answer is not going to be that simple.
Sheriff Tompkins says he knows the answers are not simple, but he feels there are limited options to deal with Mass and Cass quickly, especially before winter. So although he doesn't know the medical vendor yet or have cost or staffing estimates, he is moving to have his facility up and running soon.
If you ask me, we'll be going by Thanksgiving, Okay. Yeah, we will. We have no choice. I refuse to walk out of here and see somebody dead. And I don't want that at our doorstep. I just don't want it. I'm not having it.
Tompkins says correctional institutions are already society's de facto mental health and substance use facilities, and no one else has put forward another concrete plan to help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.